Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Democrats' double victories in the Georgia Senate runoffs yesterday have tipped the balance of power in Washington. That means when President-elect Joe Biden takes office in less than 2 weeks, Democrats will control the White House and both chambers of Congress. That's what Massachusetts' all-Democratic congressional delegation had hoped for. But as WBUR's Callum Borchers reports, it could also add new pressure.
For years, Democratic lawmakers have had a ready-made explanation if their proposals fail to become laws.
Over 400 bills are collecting dust on Mitch McConnell's desk.
That's Assistant Speaker of the House, Catherine Clark, who represents Massachusetts' 5th Congressional District. She's been frustrated by McConnell, a Kentucky Republican, who's been the Senate Majority Leader since 2015. He's often refused to formally consider Democrats' proposals. On the other hand, his blockade has also meant Democrats could craft legislation that was unlikely to pass, since many of their bills would never get a vote anyway. That's about to change, and Clark says it's reasonable for voters to hold Democrats to a higher standard of getting things done.
Well, I think it is very fair pressure to demand urgency in addressing climate change, to demand urgency in addressing this pandemic, and to demand that we meet this moment of racial reckoning in this country.
Democrats may be in the majority come Inauguration Day, but that doesn't mean their most ambitious ideas, like the Green New Deal, are a done deal. Most Senate bills will still require some Republican support to avoid filibusters, and some Democrats are more liberal than others, which means there may be disagreements within the party. Asked about the lingering challenge of passing the Green New Deal he co-authored, Senator Ed Markey says he's optimistic about the more modest climate proposal offered by Biden.
We can begin the process of making that legislation a reality. And my hope is that not only a green infrastructure bill, but many other green initiatives will be made possible by this incredible victory in Georgia.
A key question is whether Democrats can manage expectations or whether some supporters may be disappointed by anything less than passage of the most progressive items on their wish list. Republicans like Tom Mountain, vice chairman of the Massachusetts GOP, are banking on Democrats falling short and losing some of their voters' enthusiasm by the next election cycle.
They control both houses of Congress, and they will soon control the presidency. And the question is, now they have to govern, and what are they going to do with it?
Mountain hopes Democrats won't be able to do much with their majority, but he acknowledges, at least for now, they're in a much stronger position than his own GOP. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.